start the interview. Come on, let's go, let's
okay.
go.
You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and how excited are we to be chatting to these two gentlemen?
Well, I can tell you're excited because you're wearing your best push-up bra today. Now, the guys we'll be talking to, they've been kicking ass since 2001. They've released 4 studio albums. They've been called emo in the past, and they've even had a song featured on Glee. They are My Chemical Romance, and joining us here.
What a great intro! That's an awesome intro!
Wait, there's a little bit more.
Gosh.
Jetstar and Fungal, also known as Ray and Frank from My Chemical Romance, guys.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for talking to us. So, guys, the origin of the name My Chemical Romance, all the diehard fans who are waiting in the cold outside, they probably know the story, but for the people who might be new to the band or might just not know, where does the name come from and why did you choose it?
And actually, it came from an Irvine Welsh novel, and it was on like the back cover. Mikey, early on, was working at a Barnes & Noble, which you guys have Barnes & Nobles here, right?
No.
Well, like a big chain
bookstore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that was, some of us would work at supermarkets. He actually was lucky enough to get a job at a bookstore, which was really cool. And now one day, putting back books, and maybe he might have been stealing books.
CDs, he
stumbled upon
this
Irvine book. And that stuck with him, and I think he had that way before the band started. He was like, all right, if I get into a band that I like enough, I'm gonna
yeah,
name
give
this.
Them that. Yeah, they can use that name. That's why Mikey has great name. He kind of helped.
He's really good at naming bands.
Yeah.
He really is. But when he got into the band, you know, we were trying to name it, and they were like, oh, well, didn't you have like a really good name? And he wasn't sure if he wanted to give it. So we finally convinced him to give it to the band, and he named the band.
Very nice.
So guys, the sound of My Chemical Romance has continued to evolve with each new release. Is there an album you feel represents you guys the best?
Ooh, that's tricky.
I think they all kind of, I mean, that's the thing is, each record is capturing a moment in time. It's kind of like, you put that record on and hopefully it's a time portal that transports you to that moment in the band, you know? Mm-hmm. The first one, when we were really young and we only wrote 9 songs, and that's the 9 songs that you hear, you know? You hear a bunch of young kids getting to know one another and getting to know the band that they're in.
It's definitely true. Like each record is the best representation of who we were at that time. Live wise, I feel, even in a weird way, we've even gone through transitions too. Like the way we play live is a little bit kind of matched, I think, to the records we made as well. I feel now though, I think if anything, the way you see us live is the best representation. You know, I feel like you get everything about the band, kind of like the punk edge, but also things that are a little cleaner. When we were touring on Black Parade, I feel like things were a little bit maybe too rigid in a sense, because we were, you know, playing the album from top to bottom. There wasn't a lot of room to like improv, and you know, so I feel like live-wise now is the best representation of the band.
There's been swearing about it and not been happy about it. I'm just going to say that you've been called emo. Are you fine with that? You're not going to like punch me out if I say it?
No, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like when that word actually, I feel like hasn't been even tossed around in years. It seems like, at least to me.
Yeah, well,
I mean, when we first came up, people were calling us that, and I think the only thing that we felt was we were getting put in a category of other bands that, you know, we felt we were better than, and kind of just different from, too. I felt like we were categorized a little bit unfairly. And I think we're a lot more than what that one word kind of, you know, dictates. And in a way, no one really knows what that word dictates, and it's, you know, the emo kind of music style has just disappeared, and it doesn't bother us anymore because it doesn't mean anything. I think maybe a few years back it had a little bit more power in a sense where you were getting lumped in with kind of Me Too bands and things like that, and that we didn't like, but now it's a meaningless
word. It's
the
fact of getting lumped in or written off before people actually listen to your band.
Yeah.
I think that's the,
that was
that's
what
the
was
part
frustrating,
that you get
yeah.
mad at.
Frank, your style of playing is heavily influenced by punk, while Ray, yours has been influenced by all things metal. How difficult is it to bring these two styles together and make beautiful, beautiful music?
It's been great. I mean, it's actually cool because, you know, I'm influenced a lot by his playing and kind of the things that he's listened to. He's introduced me to a lot of different music, and, you know, I think we each pick up little things from each other. And, you know, it was interesting writing, like, Revenge, too. it was funny, like, when we would play in the practice room, things were, like, so loud and, like, kind of didn't sound that good in the room. Like, it was hard to tell what the other person was playing. And it was really great when we kind of sat down and worked out on parts and started going into recording the record, because it was like, wow, like, instinctually, you're playing things that work with what I'm doing, and we would play off each other almost without even knowing it. You know, and that's cool. And then also there's times where we kind of, you know, have completely different styles, and that works in the band too. You know, like, he plays stuff that I really wouldn't play, and vice versa. And I love that you have that flavor, you know, because I think it's very unique to the band and kind of integral to the sound.
Cool.
It's made the band better, and it's made us, I know for me individually, like, a better player.
Oh, yeah, me too. I love playing with these guys.
The only way you can do that, yeah, you can only reach a certain level, I think, you know, playing on your own and taking lessons, and all these things will open up doors for you, but until you get into a band setting or a setting where you're playing with other musicians that, you know, are from a completely different background, you're never going to reach that next level.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best thing about, you know, music, I feel, is, like, every person you play with, like, you can learn a little bit off of, you know?
Even if it's not what not to do.
Yeah, totally.
So you guys never have almost punch-ons fighting over which style is more dominant in a particular song?
No,
it all just works?
No, well, we've been good about that, you know, like, I feel like for, you know, for certain songs, like, we kind of know what each other does best, and it's like, all right, well, you grab that, and, you know, I'll grab this, and that's, you know, the whole thing is that, you know, from top to bottom, like, all the songwriting is like a team effort, so we know what each of us are really great at, and also kind of push each other to do the things out of the box, so... That stuff doesn't happen.
Guys, your latest album is Danger Days, The True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys, which it's set in a post-apocalyptic California in the year 2019, and it tells the story of the Fabulous Killjoys, who are your alter egos. We just want to know, how did you come up with such a bizarre story?
Well, I guess it started out really as a comic book idea that Gerard and a friend of ours, Sean Simon, were working on. And, you know, they kind of came up with this kind of future world where everything in the future is kind of, you know, cleaned up, and it's about bringing color back into the world and bringing kind of an edge and dirtiness into it. So, yeah, that's how it started out. And then when we started writing the record, it all kind of started flourishing through there. The idea kind of flavored the music and vice versa.
It's now 2012. With the world ending this December, surely you guys must have a new album in the works.
Oh, yeah. We got to get it out before the world crumbles, right? I mean, we're working on new music. For us, something really exciting, where we just got a studio back in L.A. We're starting construction and all that stuff on it, and it's going to be nice. It's going to be a kind of a home for us to work all the time and record music whenever we have the urge to. So we have a bunch of different things here and there, like, you know, so we're definitely working on new music.
Well, we can't wait to get a new album when it drops. Just one final question before security kicks us out. You guys have been performing at Big Day Out. You'll be performing in Adelaide this Friday, the 3rd of February, and in Perth this Sunday on February 5th.
Mm-hmm.
What can people expect at a My Chem show?
I think the good thing is that, you know, you can expect the unexpected kind of thing. I think every show is completely different, no matter what, if you're hearing some of the same songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you never go into a show putting on...
Is that security kid? he can finish his answer.
Yeah.
Security, get back!
You know, you just want to... Every show has its own... It's a living, breathing thing.
Mm.
It takes on its own vibe, and from start to finish, it's completely different, you know?
Yeah. My favorite thing about shows for us is... you see, like, all walks of life out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite thing. You know, like, we did a signing yesterday, and there was this, you know, like, a young kid, his face was all, like, cut up because he was dancing, and then I remember seeing, like, older people getting into it, and that's what I love. That's what I love about our shows and the music. It's like, everybody's welcome. You want to have a good time, listen to some cool music, come see us. That's what it is.
We're here at Festival Hall. You guys are going to rock out in a couple of hours, and we can't wait to see you. Thank you very much for chatting to us today, and have fun.
Yeah, thank you.